Hi, my name is Bill Barnett, and I was on the UT campus August 1st, 1966, and witnessed the tower shooting by Whitman. So it was a totally different place then than it is today. In that a lot of unair-conditioned facilities. The campus was summer school, so it was not nearly as crowded then. But, you know, as I said, it was a totally different place then. My dormitory rent for the air-conditioned room was $30 a month. I had been up in the tower many times as a child. I'd gone up with my parents, visited Austin multiple times, and had been up in the tower multiple times before the event. Have not been in the tower since then, since the event. As would be typical of most people on the going up there, they would be more interested in seeing the bullet holes. on that day in 1966, seeing guns on campus was not something that would the reaction was a lot different than it would be today. You know, we were a more rural environment than in Texas than today. And, you know, the fact that there were guns on campus on that particular day would not cause any concern. I just was a junior and a senior between my junior and senior undergraduates. I was not a student at the time. I was working as a lab assistant near the law school. And my apartment was the Chaparral Apartments near 24th and Lamar. And daily I would go back to my apartment for lunch, passing through the campus on 24th Street right under the tower. And as I got in my vehicle to go home for lunch, I heard on the car radio that there was a shooting in the tower. And I assumed erroneously that it was inside the tower. So I diverted my route and drove to 21st Street to go across campus. And as I was passing the Littlefield Fountain, I recall seeing a lot of people running from the South Mall, but I don't recall hearing anything, just that I continued on my way. And then when I was at home for lunch, then I heard that it was actually the shootings were occurring all over the campus. And so when I did drive back to my office and laboratory, I drove a circuitous route that took me away from the campus and back to the law school. While I was back at the laboratory, I occasionally looked out my office window to see if anything was visible from the tower. And that was probably not a good thing to do because on the same plane with us was there were people on top of Memorial Stadium. And this was before the higher levels were built. And so there were people on top of Memorial Stadium on the same plane, and they were being shot at as well, and they were hearing bullets firing and ricocheting and so on. So that was probably not a good thing for me to do, but nevertheless, I could not see anything, hear anything during that session. I know that there was a lot of confusion, and really the only way that you could get information about what was going on was on the radio station. Well, there were several things that struck me, you know, when I look back on the event, you know, I was just thinking about all of the heroic things that happened, both from just plain citizens to students to staff members at UT. A lot of people took risks to help save their friends or people that they didn't even know. And, you know, I can't imagine what was going through their minds, you know, that, and it, this event lasted over an hour, and so all these people under siege for that long period of time, just trying, you know, it's just hard to imagine, you know, what was going through their minds. But, you know, it was really amazing to read those stories later on, you know, about what was going through these people's minds. But, you know, the thing that struck me most about the event was the way that the police, both the Austin police and the campus police, responded. They were, you know, making a new playbook because the situation had never occurred before, and they were able to resolve the situation as quickly as they could, and they were really trying to solve it the best they could, and were inventing things as they went along. Reading later that they put out a call for hunters to bring their high-powered rifles to campus because the local authorities didn't have any type of weapon to keep the sniper pinned down, and they, you know, credited that decision with significantly reducing the casualties, because as a result, Whitman was unable to shoot standing up. He was had to shoot through portals, and I think, you know, that was just amazing to me that they had the foresight to put out that call and deputize those hunters so that they could act and keep the shooter on the defensive. It was a call on the radio, you know, please come to the campus if you have a high-powered rifle. During the incident and before it was over, I called my mother, who was a nurse in the operating room at the Corpus Christi Hospital, to let her know I was okay. And I was fortunate to get through because the phone lines were all a mess, overloaded, and they were only letting emergency calls through. And I suppose just because I was calling a hospital that they were able to let me get through. But fortunately, I was able to let everybody know I was okay. While the event was going on, I was thinking, well, how can I help? Because I was on the periphery. And I thought about donating blood, even though I barely had enough blood as a student. But the line for the Carter Blood Center was, you know, 2 or 3 hours long, I heard, and that, you know, there were lots of people already lined up while the event was going on. So, you know, that's, again, just an indication of how the people of Austin responded. You know, when you look back on other events that have happened like that, there was no financial assistance for the people that were involved and that were shot. You know, they had a commission later where they looked at the results of the event and recommended that they provide financial assistance. And it was turned down and was not acted upon. So, you know, that was disappointing, but what was encouraging more than anything were the events that transpired that day and the way that the staff and the students responded. You know, I just became aware of actions and that I had never thought of before, and it was an experience that just made you aware of what some people can do and so on. But I had never experienced anything that traumatic before, but it's just more, just made me aware. It didn't affect me one way or the other. Well, I think it was a black mark on the school, but, you know, the fact that the event occurred, but it was a stigma that, you know, lasted for many years. But, you know, I think that if you ask people today about it, there's very few people that remember the event.